Thank you for listening to our podcast. We trust it inspires and encourages you to honor God and make disciples. For more audio messages like these and other resources, please visit victorymetroeast.org.
As you all know, with all the Yolanda things that are happening, whether it's in social media, I think lahat ng news feed natin sa Facebook, Yolanda lang, no? At saka si Anderson Cooper, no? So, friendenyo na ba siya? Okay, follow nyo na siya. All right, and just so many things happening. And I just thank God that the church, again, stepped up and just did their part in the relief efforts. This is our picture from Victory Alabang. We've got, they're one of the people, the churches that had the contact so that we can bring the goods to Tacloban and to Leyte. And so it was just nice to see so many people respond. This is a picture from Victory Fort. And this is just one of the rooms. Meron pa sa lobby, tsaka meron pa sa warehouse. Warehouse na maliit, no, sa fort. Just so many people donating. Most of the goods that are actually, that are here also delivered to the fort from the Green Hills. We all deliver it to the fort. Just amazing work as a body of Christ to help our churches and our city in Tacloban. And of course, ang Victory Metro East. Yan. Kayo yan. Yeah, palakpakan niyo naman yung sarili niyo, no, for helping out. Just thank you to all the volunteers who just help out in this. And Chingitan wrote in his Facebook feed, no, sabi niya, ang taong naawa lang pero walang ginagawa, parang kulang yun, di ba? Dapat meron tayong action na ginagawa. And one of the guys there on the thread mentioned, gusto ko nga magbigay pero wala akong pera! Exclamation point, galit. Ba? Wala raw siyang pera kaya ayaw niya magbigay. Ah, kaya hindi siya makapagbigay. Now, that's true, no, for some people. Pero hindi naman siya excuse na wala tayong gagawin. Di ba? Pwede ka mag-volunteer, pwede ka mag-repack. Pero marami nga, magandang puso, gusto magbigay, gusto tumulong, gusto magbigay ng pera. Pero dahil mismanage ang pera at walang pera, walang mabigay. Di ba? May kilala ba kayong ganon? Alright, huwag niyo nang turo. Okay? Yung ibang umumuso lang. Yeah? Lahat parang, oy, gusto ko talaga tumulong, pero wala tayong pera, buti na lang. Diba? Parang ganun, no? Parang dahil hindi marunong mag-handle ng pera, kung nangangailangan, may nangangailangan, o may oportunidad to actually expand a business, o merong opportunity to expand your finances, dahil walang pang kapital, dahil hindi marunong mag-manage ng pera, walang nagagawa. Diba? Ni a small amount, hindi makapaglabas, because it's mismanaged. Diba, week one, we talked about it's not about the money, it's actually a heart issue. Because what we want to really hit here is not your wallet. We want to hit your heart. We want you to see that God is not after your money, God is after your heart. You know why? If he gets your heart, he gets your wallet. Right? And it's true. He gets everything. When we understand who we are in Christ, we're actually saying, God, you're everything that I need, and therefore, Lord, I don't need anything. I am content in life, and I am blessed in life. Sino dito blessed? Taas ang kamay. Alright. Nagbigay na ba kayo kung blessed kayo? Alright. Diba? Ibig sabihin, pag blessed tayo, sinasabi mo, mayaman na ako. I'm blessed already. That is my position. I'm blessed. Therefore, I have the capacity to be a blessing to others. Week two, we talk about, it's not about the money, but the generous heart of the Father to bless us with good gifts. That's why he says, ask, seek, and knock. In short, he was inviting us three times and saying, humingi kayo sa akin because I'm a good father and I want you to see my heart and I only give good gifts to my children. Again, it reminds us of how blessed we are already. That's why it's not about the money. Some of you have konti lang yung savings, yung ibang malaki ang savings. But sa totoo lang, pag alam nyo na blessed na kayo, dapat parehas tayo mag-isip. Iba yung mindset ng isang Kristiyanong blessed. And all Christians need to be blessed. Right? Sino dito gusto yumaman? Taas ang kamay. Gusto yumaman. Alright, lahat na nagtaas ng kamay, sinasabi nyo mahirap kayo. Hindi kayo mahirap, blessed nga kayo eh. Alright? And that's week one and week two. We want to target the heart. You have to understand first that you're blessed so that you'll think differently. So that you'll act differently. And when you make decisions, it's easier. Kunyari, tulad nito, kailangan ng tulong sa Yolanda. Hindi mahirap magbigay. Bakit? Ang standing mo kasi blessed na ako eh. Diba? Hindi naman ako nangangailangan talaga eh. Hindi mo naman kailangan i-upgrade yung Nokia 3210 mo ngayon eh. Diba? Mga dalawang buwan pa yan. Pwede pa yan. Alright? Ibig sabihin, kung alam mo, kontento ka na, and it's actually easier to bless other people. Right? And today, we'll talk about how to manage the wealth that God gives us. We'll go now from the heart to the hands. Okay? Kasi 2 weeks na natin pinag-uusapan ng puso. Okay? Tulad ng ano natin, Philippine team natin, paano sila nanalo? Puso, puso. Pero hindi lang puso yon. Marunong din sila mag-basketball. Alright? Hindi naman pwede lagi sagot natin, puso lang. Okay, we've got to learn, not just with our heart, but actually apply it with our hands. Right? As you all know, my family name is C. Uncle ko po si Henry. Okay? Si Henry C. Right? Kaya nga minsan, hindi ako makapasok sa Robinsons. Okay? Hindi, loko lang, hindi ko siya uncle. By faith lang yun, by faith. Alright? Joke lang yun, joke. Doon magkamukha kami. Hindi ko nadala yung picture ko na kaming dalawa. Sayang. Pareha, kilay pa lang namin eh. Iba na. Ito yung paano, nagpa-oo sa misis ko. Pag inaangat ko, ah, ang gwapo. Nung nag-ano si Lord ng mata, wala akong nakuha. Nung kilay, ah! Kuha ko lahat ng kilay. But imagine, Henry C. calls you up and says, you will manage one of the SM malls in Metro Manila. Binibigay sa'yo yung posisyon. Anong gagawin mo pag ikaw yung manager? Anong balak mo pag magmamanage ka ng isang mall? Papaluguin mo o papalaguin mo o papaluguin mo? Ano sagot? Bakit? Para? O, para good manager. Now, kung good manager ka at pinalago mo, anong resulta? Promotion. Ano ibig sabihin ng promotion? Ha? Additional income, di ba? Higher salary and promotions, right? All of us were actually called to be managers. Di ba? Wala namang manager na gusto malugi yung kumpanya niya. Dahil pag nalugi yung kumpanya, wala ka ng trabaho. Ganon din kay Lord, ang dami nating blessings. If you actually start to write down lahat ng mga perang pumapasok at saka blessings na pumapasok sa buhay mo, magugulat ka kung kano kalaki yan. Dati may notebook ako, no? Especially nung nagpastor ako, I left a high-paying job at wala akong salary for almost 2 years. So lahat ng blessings, meron akong blessing notebook at that time. No, inimpusahan ko siya, tapos everyday nagsusulat ako kung may nagbigay ng pera, may naglibre sa akin, may nagbigay ng ganyan, sinusulat ko lahat. After almost 1 month, hindi ko na ma-keep up yung blessing, hindi na lang ako nag-blessing notebook, no? Kasi parang nakalimutan ko na, ang daming nagbibigay, di ba? Kasi it means we are actually blessed, right? We're already blessed. It's how to manage the blessing that God gives us. And today, we want to look at that. And there's a familiar verse in the scripture that talks about managing the blessings that God gives us. It's found in Matthew 25, verse 14. And we'll move on verse by verse, and then we'll discuss this chapter. Verse 14, it says, again, it will be like a man going on a journey. He called his servants and entrusted his property to them. To one, he gave 5 talents of money, to another 2 talents, and to another 1 talent, each according to his ability. Then he went on his journey. Verse 16, the man who had received the 5 talents went at once and put his money to work and gained 5 more. So also the one with the 2 talents gained 2 more. But the man who had received the 1 talent went off, dug a hole in the ground, and hid his master's money. Sigurista to, no? Right? Verse 19, after a long time, the masters of those servants returned and settled accounts with them. This is a story about management. God gives us a blessing. What do we do about it? Right? Yung term na steward, we use this term in church all the time. Diba? Steward is actually a very Christian term. Hindi mo pwedeng gamitin sa labas yan. Hindi ka pwede pumunta sa bangko, tapos sabihin mo, meron ba kayong steward manager dito? Hindi nila maintindihan yan. Baka akala nila flight attendant yung hinahanap mo. Alright? Steward actually means someone who manages other people's asset. Or tinatawag natin sa banking term at financial term na asset manager. Di ba? Yung mga taong napakaraming datong, meron kayong asset manager. Meron kayong kausap na tao, tapos sinasabi mo, ito lahat ng asset ko, pwedeng pakimanage at palaguin. Tulad ko, meron akong asset manager. Ang asset ko, mukha ko, at sabi ko, pakimanage. Yes, kapal na mukha. Alright? Kilay pa lang, hirap na siyang i-manage. Alright? And so, in our world system, and in the books out there on financial books, it will actually teach you how to make your money grow. It is actually helping you how to manage your money para palaguin. Right? And a lot would say, palaki mo yung pera mo, pero kakaunti lang, actually sa Bible, makikita mo, bibigyan tayo ng reason kung bakit kailangan natin i-manage yung blessings ni Lord. Diba? Sa mundo, tuturuan ka, kailangan mong i-manage yan. Pero sa Bible, tatamaan yung puso natin at sinasabi ni Lord kung bakit kailangan natin i-manage to. Bakit kailangan palaguin ang mga blessings ni Lord at saka yung talent na binigay sa atin ni Lord. It means it goes deeper than just money. That's why it's not about the money. Because it goes deeper than the money. So if you look at this text, sabi dito, meron daw mga servants at merong master. Ibig sabihin, when there is a servant, there is a master. Lalim, no? Alright? Where there is a servant, there is a master. It means, as Christians, we have to know who our master is. We have to know our master. Bakit? Kasi kung alam natin kung sino yung master natin, marunong tayo kung ano yung gusto niya. Tama ba? Because if we don't know who our master is, we'll actually work for everybody else. Or you just work for yourself. And what happens if you just work for others or work for yourself? Nawawala ng meaning yung pera. Right? Who's your boss? Who's the boss? As you all know, as Christians, our worldview is God is my boss. God owns everything. God controls everything. And God has the final say. He is our master. God is God. And we are His creation. We have to know the position. Kasi minsan, pag umasta tayo, kala mo tayo yung God. Tayo yung master. Minsan, pag mag-pray tayo, inuutusan natin si Lord. Lord, I want the money now! Pambihira. Di ba? Pag hindi handa puso mo, hindi bibigay ni Lord yan. Sabi nung week 2, di ba? Bakit? God only gives good gifts. God will never give you bad gifts. In short, God is God. We're not God. Right? And so we don't get what we want all the time. What that means is that we have to know that if God is God, He is our master, He is the one who directs us with our finances. Sino bang nasusunod? Si Lord o si ikaw? O si ikaw? Okay? Parang ano yun na? Chinese yun na. Okay? Si Lord o ikaw? Di ba may tendency kasi tayo to take the driver's seat when it comes to our finances? Parang ako na Lord. Di ba? Sa Green Hills, maraming negosyante na maraming maliit ang mata pero laki kita, no? Sa Green Hills. No? At marami sa mga negosyante, ayaw na ayaw maging Christian. Bakit? Sabi nila, mas marunong pa ako kay Lord. Kasi ako negosyante, siya karpintero. Di ba? Ano bang alam niya sa business? Di ba? But you would also see a lot of business people, when they start to fail, they actually go to God. Because then they understand, it's not just about the money. Life is not about money. You have to know who you are serving. Diba ang dami sa atin? Alam mo mga Pilipino, sobrang sipag niyan. Minsan nga pag nagtatrabaho tayo, hindi na hanap ano, buhay eh. Hanap patay na. Diba? You work 10, 12 hours a day and you work so hard. Why? Because you feel like baka magkulang, kailangan ko pa ng pera. Diba? And you move in fear. Why? Because you don't know who your master is. Ako, kilala ko yung boss ko. Boss ko si Lord. Hindi ako papabayaan. Halata ba? Right? When I was working in our family business, no, nasa ano kami, fashion industry kami. Sa Tagalog, naglalako ako ng tela sa Divisoria, okay? Fashion industry, alright? Yeah. Yung mga trends. Right. And so, nalala ko noon nung magpapastor na ako. Magulang ko, ayaw na magpastor ako, baka raw pumayat ako. Eh ngayon pastor na ako, ba't hindi pa rin ako pumapayat? Okay. Baka raw wala raw akong makain, sabi niya, kung magpapastor ako. Sabi ko, hindi, okay lang yan. Si Lord ang magpapasweldo sa akin. And it's true. God has provided for us faithfully for the past more than 12 years that I've been in the ministry. Hindi nagkulang si Lord.
Diba? We are well provided for by the Lord. I married a rich woman. Okay. We are well... Actually, akala niya ako yung mayaman kasi nung niligawan ko siya, ang kapal ng wallet ko. Pagbukas niya, nung mag-asawa na kami, resibo lahat. Okay. No, but really, God has provided us and we've learned how to be content. We've learned how to manage our money well. And in the past 9 years that we're married, we've actually was able to make our financial portfolio grow because we manage the blessing that God gives us. And it actually helps us if your heart is already settled and content that Jesus is all that I need. Why? Because I know who my master is. Yeah. My master will take care of me. My master will never leave me alone. My master will give me food when I'm hungry. My master will be my peace, my identity, my security, and my strength. You have to know who your master is. Sometimes, no, di ba, lalo na sa mga, yun nga, no, pagkadating sa pera, minsan we try to do it our way. And dami nating practices sa finances that are anti-biblical. Di ba? And we all know this, as, especially in our culture, no? Dami nating ginagawa that goes against God's agenda. It's like saying, no, God, kami nang bahala yan. My way na yan, Lord, not your way. Diba? Ang problema dyan sa mga my way na yan, ilan na namatay dyan? Di ba? Diba? May kamag-anak kayong namatay na dyan, di ba? Lahat tayo. Okay, pag nasa Pilipinas ka, meron tayong kamag-anak na namatay sa my way. Why? Because if you start doing it your way, you're actually saying, I am my own boss. Alam mo anong takot na takot akong term? Na laging ginagamit sa labas at parang pinupuri pa, self-made man. Saan nakatakot nun? I'm a self-made man. I'm a self-made millionaire. Katakot nun, no? Bakit? Kasi sa totoo, ang root ng problema ng tao ay yung sarili niya. So you can't help yourself. Why? You are the problem. That's why we need help. We need the Lord. And as Christians, we know that. That's why we're saying, Lord, I surrender to you. You are my King. You are my Lord. You are my Master. Because on my own, I cannot make it. Ilan ng self-made man na ngayon, unself-made na sila? Because they try to take all the glory when you know the glory belongs to the Lord and not to us. You've got to know who your master is. Pag alam mo sino yung master mo, ibig sabihin yan, yung agenda ni God ang magiging object ng stewardship mo. Hindi lang pera, kundi yung agenda ni Lord. Diba? Minsan kasi pag sinabi natin stewardship, diba, iniisip lang natin pera. Maling mindset yun eh. Na pera lang, hindi pera lang yun. It's actually God's purpose and agenda for us. Diba tulad na sabi ko kanina, magtatrabaho ka for Henry C. Hindi naman yung agenda mo. Dapat yung agenda ni Henry C ang papalaguin mo. Pinapayaman mo si Henry C kung nagtatrabaho ka kay Henry C. Tama ba? It's the same way with God. It is God's agenda which is our object of stewardship and not our own agenda. In light of the text, no, it is more than just managing God's money. It is actually managing God's purpose. Lord, ano bang purpose mo? Lord, pag may perang dumating, Lord, anong purpose mo dito sa pera? Lord, bakit mo ako pinomote? Lord, bakit ang ganda ng pasok ng pera? What is your purpose for this? What do you want me to do with the money that I have? There's a greater purpose than just acquiring wealth. Kasi wealth without purpose is actually meaningless. It's boring. It's very empty. I shared this nung Wednesday sa leaders. No? Sabi ko, meron kaming victory group at merong bago sa group namin. And one of our questions after the discussion was, what is God's call for your life? Ang sagot niya, God's call for my life is to provide for my family. Now, that's very noble. In fact, as men, we have to provide for the family. Sabi sa Bible, if you don't provide for your family, you're worse than an unbeliever. Mas matindi ka pa raw sa taong walang Diyos if you do not provide for your family. Why? It's our God-given role as men to provide for our family. So he says, my call is to provide for my family. Now I told him, you know, God's call for our life is not just for us or for our family. It should actually go outward, not just inward. Kasi si Lord, hindi siya selfish eh. So pag nakuha mo heart ni Lord, nagiging generous ka rin. Sabi ko sa kanya, imagine mo, he's I think around early 30s and he's earning millions already. He has millions already. Sabi ko, bro, isipin mo, no, pag dinagdagan pa ni Lord ng 5 million yung pera mo ngayon, anong call ni God sa buhay mo? To provide for my family pa rin ba? Sabihin natin, bro, dagdagan pa ni Lord ng 10 million yan. Di ba? So, anong call ni God sa buhay mo? Is it to still provide for your family? Now, dagdagan ni Lord pa ng 20 million yan. Anong goal mo sa buhay? Anong call mo sa buhay? Is it to provide for your family? Kasi bro, pag yan yung sagot mo, I want to be a member of your family. Ang sarap nun, no? Di ba? Hindi, member ako, tapos ako yung magbibigay ng pera. But it's not, right? It shouldn't be just inward. And I'm not saying this for those people earning big, huh? Even when you're earning small, it shouldn't be just about inward. All right? It should always go outside. Why? It's God's agenda. God's agenda is never just about you. Yes, there are verses that tells you, you know, enjoy your riches, but at the same time, you know, be a blessing to others. May isang verse about enjoying. Okay? Pero, katutak na verses about you being a blessing to other people. Why? That is God's agenda for us. That we steward our money so that we can be a blessing to other people. Kaya nga si Warren Buffett at saka si Bill Gates has given billions of dollars away. Why? They're looking for purpose. Wala na silang magawa sa pera. Pag umuubos sila, dollars lumalabas. Okay? Anong gagawin mo? Di ba? Got to find your purpose. Matthew 6:33 says, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Know the Master's agenda. Ano bang agenda ni Lord? As victory members, no, dapat alam mo na yan. Right? All authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples. We use our money to advance the kingdom of God. Not only do we know our Master, we need to know our role. Okay? Know your role. Sabi dito sa text, di ba? When there is a manager or someone who's stewarding the blessing, there's also the owner. It means na kailangan nating i-manage daw yung pera dahil hindi yan pera natin, kaya kailangan ingatan mo. Tama ba? Right? Sabi sa Genesis 2:15, then the Lord God took the man and put him into the Garden of Eden to cultivate it and keep it. Since Genesis pa lang, kinuman na tayo ni Lord. Nilagay niya si Adam and Eve sa garden at sabi niya sa lalaki, you have to cultivate it and keep it. Palaguin mo daw. Kukultivate mo. So lahat ng ibigay sa atin ni Lord, there's actually a command for us to cultivate it. Di ba? Kitang-kita mo ngayon sa gadgets yan. Every day, tumutunog yung cellphone ko, kailangan i-update yung mga apps. Tama ba? Bakit? Ganun tayo wired. Kailangan i-upgrade. Kailangan i-cultivate. Di ba? Kasi pag wala nang upgrade yung cellphone nyo, ibig sabihin sobrang luma na nun. Di ba? Lahat ngayon, kailangan i-upgrade. And that's how God created us. We need to cultivate the things that God gives to us. So God gives you a wife, cultivate your wife. Dapat yung misis mo, patanda ng patanda, paganda ng paganda. Hindi siya nagmumukhang losyang, okay? Dapat gumaganda yan. Bakit? Kasi reflection yan ng leadership mo. Pag makita mo, ano na, eye bags, tapos ganyan na, di ba? Ibig sabihin, hindi mo inaalagaan yan. Api yan sa bahay, kaya ganon. Alright? You cultivate it. Your kids. Di ba? Your kids, you cultivate them. Your career, you cultivate it. Your money, cultivate it and make it grow. Huwag nyo lang lagay sa drawer. Hindi lalaki yan. Okay? Learn how to invest your money. Now, what happens if we do not manage our money? Sabi sa verse 26, his master replied, you wicked and lazy servant. Grabe, pag tinagalog mo yan, no? Right? Hindi ko alam paano tagalogin. So, you knew that I harvest where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed. Sabi niya, well then, you should have put my money on deposit with the bankers so that when I return, I would have received it back with interest, kahit 1%. So take the bag of gold from him and give it to the one who has 10 bags. Galit na galit, no, yung master. Sabi niya, wala ka man lang ginawa doon sa pera, tinago mo lang. Grabe ka. Sana nilagay mo na lang sa bangko. At least nagka-interest pa. But you did nothing about it. You're not managing the blessing. Imagine mo ngayon, no? E paano pa pag bumalik yung master tapos nagastos mo na? Siguro, you wicked, wicked, and lazy, lazy servant. Di ba? Mas lalo nagalit si Lord sa'yo. Di ba? Pero ilan sa atin, yung blessing, kinain na natin, hindi natin pinalago. Dami sa atin, ganon, no? Right? Bato-bato sa langit, tamaan ka sana. Right? For whoever has will be given more, and they will have an abundance. Whoever does not have, even what they have, will be taken from them. Oh, one of the saddest verse in Scripture. Wala ka na nga, kinuha pa sa'yo. Kunti na lang, kinuha pa sa'yo. Bakit? Hindi mo minamanage mabuti. But what happens if we manage and cultivate it? His master replied, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness." Let me share to you the story of this guy. His name is Richmond. I met him at around 2006. Since 2005, he's been working in a multinational billion-dollar company here in the Philippines. Since 2005, up until now, every year, he gets promoted. Not just once, but twice. On an average, twice, sometimes once. There's a year he was promoted three times. Ang tindi ng promotion nito. As in ngayon, pinapadala sa Hong Kong, sa Germany, sa America. Grabe. Okay. Kaya kaibigan ko to. Alright? Kasi grabe. Grabe yung faith. Hindi, believe ako kay Richmond, hindi lang dahil sa promotion, kasi every time, walang mintis to. Pag may narinig siyang missionary, may narinig siyang kailangan ng tulong, yan ang unang nagte-text at sinasabi, anong ang pangalan ng missionary? Anong account number? Pwedeng pabigay? Magbibigay lang ako, ganyan. Never fails to be so generous with the blessing that God gives him. And I called him yesterday. Sabi ko, "Bro, ano nga ba kwento mo?" Sabi niya, "Actually, binag ko yan sa Multiply." Okay, pero wala nang Multiply, no? So, nakuha ko na lang sa Facebook niya. Sabi niya, here were three things he was doing since 2005 when he felt like wala nang future yung trabaho niya. These are the three things he did to cultivate his work. He said, "I started doing my work as though it was for God." And it is for God. Second, he said, "I started tithing." That was 2005. Number three, he invited God to be part of his work. So simple, no? Minsan simple lang naman yung sagot eh. Nasa Bible lahat yung sagot. He was saying, "God, you are my master. Now I work for your agenda. And Lord, I know my role. Not just my role, Lord, but I want to know my goal." You have to know your goal. Ephesians 5 verse 15 to 17 says, "Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is." Alam niyo ba yung will ni Lord? Especially in this day and age when everybody is asking, what is God's will? As Christians, you have to know God's will. Why? It is God's command. Dapat alam mo yung goal mo sa buhay. Ba't ka nagigising tuwing umaga? Ba't excited ka magtrabaho? Sana it's not about the money. I hope it goes deeper than the money that you receive. You have to know the will of God for your life. It's all about serving God's purpose through money. Right? Ibig sabihin yung pera, tool yan to serve God's purpose. I am stewarding the money so that I could serve God's purpose for my life. In 2 Corinthians 9:8, "And God is able to bless you abundantly, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work." Sabi ni Lord, bless ka na abundantly. Okay? Huwag ka nang humingi pa ng sobrang daming blessing. Bless ka na. Pag alam mo yung position mo kay Lord, bless ka na. And He says, "At all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work." It means if you're content with the need that you have, you will actually abound in every good work. You'll be the most generous person in the world. That's why Christians need to be the most generous people in the world. Why? They are abounding in the grace of God. They're blessed already. I'm abounding in blessings. Therefore, I will abound in every good work. May kailangan ako una nakapila. Di na kailangan maudyok. Okay, hindi na kailangang itag pa sa Facebook para magbigay. I'm ready to do it. Why? I'm blessed already. This is my position in the Lord. We sing about this every week. Jesus, you're all I want. Jesus, you're all that I need. If Jesus is all you want and all you need, pera, mabilis lang yan. Mabilis mamigay ng pera. Mabilis mag-bless. Why? Because you understand Jesus is all that you need. We are blessed beyond measure to be a blessing to others. Can you declare that today? Say, I'm blessed beyond measure to be a blessing to others. Tingnan mo yung katabi mo. Sabihin mo, nilibre kita mamaya. Tingnan mo ulit yung katabi mo. Sabihin mo, hindi na. Kay Yolanda na lang. 1 Peter 4:10. Okay. Nawala ah. Wala ba yung 1 Peter 4:10? Sorry. Each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. In other words, proper stewardship of the resources can only be properly evaluated as it is connected to the purpose. Pag sinabi natin good steward tayo, ibig sabihin alam natin saan natin ini-invest ang pera, ang blessing. Right? Hindi lang para sa atin, kundi for others. You know, as a nation, every year, we are being tested by God. Not just through calamities, but through people who did not experience the calamity. Being a good steward means I know where to put the money. Not just to make it grow, but where to put it that would make it have a good return of investment because I am an asset manager of God's blessing. Yeah. This week, we gave away... Okay. Alright. This week, we gave away 19 tons of relief goods to Tacloban and Leyte. That's a lot. Right? It means I know where to put the money. Tacloban now, Leyte now is actually good soil. Why? God's agenda is to rebuild the nations. It's to rebuild cities. You know, the best time to actually plant churches is after calamities. The best time where people are receptive to the gospel is when calamity strike. Ngayon may dalawa tayong church sa New York, no? Because of what happened during the 9/11. Ibig sabihin, the people's heart were ready to receive. They understand it, that there is somebody far bigger than them and they're looking for answers. Relief, it's good, but it will never give answer. Only Jesus can give the answer. This is Pastor Dennis Isleta who's heading up our operations. He's from the fort. Dating military si Pastor Dennis Isleta. He's helping us. We're bringing the relief goods to the different areas. This is Pastor Eugene, yung naka-white, tabi nung naka-red. He's our senior pastor in Victory, Tacloban. This is a meeting that they're having in Tacloban so that they could just help so many people. Alam nyo, in Tacloban, let me share to you the scenario, okay? 100% of our members in Tacloban lost their homes. Not 95, 98, 100%. It's ground zero when you go there. Now, nawala ka ng bahay. Okay, pwedeng rebuild yan eh. Diba? Pero here's the problem. Dahil wipe out ng Tacloban, hindi ka rin makakanegosyo muna. Ibig sabihin, wala kang source of income. Walang kuryente, di ba? Walang tubig, wala lahat. So, even people who are barely making it and those working, they won't have any source of income. In short, from relief, kasi nag-relief na tayo, no? Ang next stage kasi niyan is to rebuild and rehabilitate. Okay? Ang problema sa rebuilding and rehabilitation, pag nasa rebuilding stage na, nakalimutan na ng tao yan. Wala na sa Facebook yan. Balik na tayo sa ano natin, sa piyesta natin and everything. And we forget about the people rebuilding. And that's where actually major of the aid needs to be. Alright? Now, we're talking about Victory Tacloban, 100% of our members. That's around 100 plus people who've lost everything. Shirt, lahat. Wala na lahat. Right? Victory Rojas, almost 100% of our members lost everything also. So it's actually two churches from our very own, ah, from our very own palang, Victory palang. Right? We're not counting the whole city, just Victory alone. They've lost everything. Everything. Right? And so this is where we come in. This is where we say, you know what? We're one family. We're helping each other. Alam ko sa Metro East feel na feel niyo to pag may bagyo. Right? Hindi sa San Juan hindi masyado, no. Konting barangay lang yung bumabaha sa San Juan. Pero alam niyo dito, I remember when there was Ondoy here and everybody chipped in to help this church. And in fact, after Ondoy, this church became stronger. You realize that?
Yeah.
If you review your history, mas lumakas ang Victory Metro East after nung bagyo. Yeah. Diba? You became more resilient and you put your faith in God. Diba? As in you trust God. And so, it's now time to rebuild. It's now time to say, there are things that I actually need. You know, itong pera na to, hindi to para sa akin. Alam ko para sa iba to. It takes us making sacrificial giving to make this happen, right? And again, I'm just talking about just our members, right? So, ngayon, pag may extra cash ka, baka hindi para sa'yo yan. Now, hindi ko sinabi, huwag kayo mag-Christmas party. Hindi ako KJ, ha? Huwag na kayo kumain sa labas, kasalanan lumabas. Hindi kasalanan lumabas. Ibig sabihin lang, you have to learn how to manage and set certain percentage of your income to actually help rebuild the city, to help rebuild God's kingdom in Tacloban, in Rojas. And I do hope as a church we will all pitch in. And I know you're generous people already. And I'm just saying this is the situation where we are in now. In short, we are the master's extensions. We're his hands. This is Kik Xavier. And this is one of our... Si Nessa Guardiola, no, the girl, is our campus missionary. 1 week, nawawala. Kala nila patay na si Nessa. 1 week, di nila mahanap si Nessa. Tapos, biglang sumulpot na lang si Nessa out of nowhere. Diba? Dito ako. Diba? So, buti na lang. So, ayan yung picture na buhay pa siya. Alright? But, so, yung ibang members natin, unaccounted for pa, some of them are actually living in Pastor Eugene's house now sa Tacloban, no? Kasi nga, yung bahay ni Pastor Eugene, amazing, no? Sa kanya lang yung hindi nabasag yung bintana at saka yung roof. So parang lahat nawala yung mga, no? Pero kay Pastor Eugene, medyo ayos pa. Okay. Pero ang ginawa ni Pastor Eugene, bumili ng plyboard yun, eh. Nilagay sa bintana, tapos yung kama nila, nakaangat sa bintana. Tapos nakapa ako. So talagang sarado yung bahay nila, kaya hindi masyado pumasok yung hangin at wala masyadong nasira. They were prepared. He's actually a very good manager of his house. And he knew what to do in times like that. That's why now it's a refuge. It's now a church. Their house is now a church where all our members are. So God wants to bring his heart and his plan to our people. And is looking for vessels. Okay, again, I'm not just saying, Yolanda lang. Hindi, dami pwedeng tulungan. Right? Real life, mga scholars natin. Diba? It's all, again, let's go back to that position. I am already blessed. Are you blessed? I am already blessed and I want to be a blessing to others. Okay, make it a goal. Okay? Patapos na yung year, no? Pero ito na, papasok na yung 30th month, 40th month, 15th month, 16th month, yung iba may 17th, 18th month pa kayo. Right? Make it a goal and say, God, sana papasok ng pera ngayon, hindi ubos lahat. But I would actually learn how to cultivate it and make it grow. Why? Because, Lord, you are my master. You provide for me. I receive freely from you. But, Lord, I also know my role. I'm an asset manager of the blessings of God. Ibig sabihin, Lord, you give me the ability to produce wealth, di ba? Deuteronomy 8:18. Lagi niyong kinukote yan, di ba? Pag wala ng pera, God has given me the ability to produce wealth. Okay. Alam niyo ano ibig sabihin din nun? Dahil binigyan kayo ng abilidad to produce wealth, you have to learn how to manage the wealth. Right? So that when time comes, when people ask for your help, you're ready. Time comes, you need to expand your business, you're ready. When emergency comes, it's not emergency anymore. Why? Because you have the funds actually to provide for the emergency because you've learned how to manage it well. The challenge for each and everyone today as I end is that from the heart, it is to go to the hands and say, as a Christian, Lord, make me be a good asset manager of the blessings of God. Right? Now again, if you want to give to our Yolanda efforts for the rebuilding phase, every week, no, hanggang December, pwede pa naman kayo magbigay. Just drop it in our envelope and in our offering box. Always put Yolanda kung gusto niyo magbigay. Also for our Real Life Scholars. And maybe there are people, relatives that you have that actually need help also. Okay, now's the time for us as Christians to say, hey, I'm stewarding my money well. I know where to put the money. And I believe God wants me to sow into good soil as we further advance the kingdom of God. Let's all bow down our heads and pray. Lord, maraming salamat, Lord, because we are blessed. Lord, thank you because our position is not just to receive, but the position that we have now is that we are in Christ, blessed, complete, and made whole. Lord, even as we declare, Shalom, nothing missing and nothing broken. There's nothing missing in me. There's nothing broken in me because in Christ I am complete. And Lord, I pray that each and every person in this room, Lord, would live out this truth that in Christ I can be content because I'm already blessed. And Lord, I pray for each and everyone here today, even as the blessing flows through our hands, I pray, Lord, that we would be good managers of those blessings. Lord, we'll not just keep it or spend it, but Lord, we'll cultivate it and make it grow. Lord, that you've given us the ability to manage our finances well so that we could be a blessing to other people. Lord, I thank you because your covenant declares that we are blessed and we're called to be a blessing. So I pray, Lord, that we'll be able, Lord, to fulfill our role and our goal to be a blessing to others. Lord, I thank you for the church here in Metro East. Lord, maraming salamat sa growth na binibigay mo dito sa simbahan. Lord, and I thank you just for the stories of generosity that's been flowing out from this place. Lord, and I thank you, Lord, that out of their generous heart, Lord, you would bring back more. Lord, that there would be just a super abundant provision and blessing that you would give your people here in Victory Metro East. Lord, as they become good stewards of the finances, as they are faithful with the small things, Lord, it would open doors for big things for them. Lord, today we receive from you the blessing. And Lord, we ask that you use us to be a blessing to other people. Lord, we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.